Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 10. John 10. I'd like to look at verses 31 through the end of the chapter. That's verse 42. And I've entitled this message, Jesus Christ is God. You know, that's an amazing thought. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God Almighty came into this world and walked among men. The Lord had plainly, faithfully declared his deity. That's what made him mad, is that he set forth that he is God. And his works had borne witness of him. And he even told the religious Jews that didn't believe him why they didn't believe him. He told them. He said, you believe not because you're not my sheep. He revealed that his sheep, those who were given to him in electing grace, everlasting electing grace, chosen before the foundation of the world. I mean, what we're actually seeing right now in the calling out of God's sheep is that which Almighty God purposed, established. Almighty God has absolutely finished salvation. Salvation's of the Lord. And what we're actually witnessing through the preaching of the gospel, that which He purposed that this is how He's going to call His sheep out of darkness. He's going to send a preacher, and the gospel is going to be preached. He's going to declare the good news, and they're going to hear it. And He's going to give them a new heart, just like He gave that dying thief. And they're going to hear His voice, and they're going to follow Him. He said, my sheep, I know them. I show mercy. They believe me. They follow me in believing that salvation is all of grace. Everything that a believer does in following after, my sheep follow me. They believe Him. They believe His Word. They trust Him. No confidence in the self. And He gives them eternal life, and they're never going to perish. One of these days, that's going to be real. One of these days, we're not going to see through a glass darkly anymore. And no man is going to pluck them out of my hands. They were given to me by my Father. And no one's able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. He said, I and the Father are one. One in purpose, one in essence, spirit. One in nature, they're holy. One in will, one in mind, one in heart. And the only way that we would ever know what God Almighty purposes and declares and is pleased to do is that God was pleased to come in human flesh and tell us. He is God's Word. Now that truth, one would think, would cause a sinner to cast himself upon God's mercy. And a sinner made to know himself to be sinner. He does. All men are sinners. But there's just very few of them that know it. But a sinner, one that God has shown mercy to, they're going to believe him. But one left to himself. A sinner left to himself. What's he going to do when he hears the gospel? Now here's this is the way it is. A sinner, all men are sinners. If God leaves a man to himself in sin and unbelief, he's going to do one thing. He's going to hate God. He's going to hate God's gospel. He hates God's Christ. He hates God's people. The Scripture says in Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity. That is, it's an enemy. That's what the word enmity means. An enemy. The carnal mind, the unregenerate mind, is an enemy against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. John 10:31. When he said in verse 30, I and my Father are one, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Being ignorant of God, ignorant of God's sovereignty, ignorant of God's purpose, ignorant of all things, take away a man's ability. Speak against his will. Speak against him being able to do something. You step on a man's God. Because let me tell you something. Whatever a man believes merits his standing before God, that's his God. That's his God. Whatever it is. He said, I and the Father are one. And they picked up some rocks. And they were going to kill him. Let me show you something. Leviticus 24. Now what they were doing, Leviticus 24, this is what the Scripture says concerning the law, concerning blasphemy, or speaking evil of, or irreverently of God. Leviticus 24:14-16. Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, get him outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land where he blasphemeth the name of the Lord shall be put to death. Scripture says, the Lord said, I and the Father are one. What he said is, I'm God. I am God. And buddy, they picked up some rocks. And they said, we're going to end this. Verse 32, Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? All the works that he had shown them were works of mercy and compassion. Works from the Father that displayed the deity of Almighty God and God's approval, power, in Christ. Acts 2:22. Let me read this. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. That is, a man that has been given evidence. A man that God has exhibited. A man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. All the works that the Lord Jesus Christ did were works of spiritual mercy. The blind saw. It was a picture. It was a type that he gives spiritual eyes to cause men and women to see the glory of God in Christ. To see that salvation is all of grace. To see that there is nothing that I can do. The lame walk. Meaning I can't walk before God. Do you know what all of my hope is? All of my ability is that when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as the federal head of His people and walked before God Almighty, and God Almighty gave this declaration of Him, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." He's never deviated. He's never thought a thought. He's never said a word. He's never done anything but that which pleases me. The deaf hear. When God's people hear the gospel, you hear the blessed truth of God's grace, saving grace, and it's like a sweet melody in your heart. You hear it, you know, and you just, you know. Man, I'll be reading sometimes. Glenda and I will read at night, and I'll pick up something. We'll read a commentary, and I'll start reading something. It happened the other day. And I read a line, and all of a sudden it just, just the way he said it. I went back and reread it again, and you know, it just, I've never read anything that he had written that wasn't just right down the line. But that particular line, don't even remember what it was. Remember that? And I went back and I read that again. I thought, ooh, man, I think I'd have rewritten that. I just, you know, when a believer reads something and it even remotely just gives a hint of man's ability or man's merit or something, you think, they hear. God's people hear and see and know. The Lord asked them, which of the acts of mercy angers you? What have I done that has made you mad? Verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Now here we see the unregenerate hiding behind the cloak of lies. The Lord's good works, morally good, holy, virtuous works, they angered him. And they said that they didn't. But they lied. Look at John, just one page back, maybe John 9, verse 24. About that man had been healed. And then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man's a sinner." What, none of the works that he had done angered them? Oh, they said they didn't. They lied. His good works gave evidence of his deity. But while they said that nothing that he did angered them, what they hated, and it just manifested itself, is that they hated what he said concerning his oneness with God. You see, when all honor and all glory and all praise is given to the Lord, and none is given to men. Men hate it. I hate. You talk to someone and you say, do you believe that God Almighty is holy? Oh, yes. You believe God's just? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You believe that He's all powerful? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You believe He's sovereign? Yeah. Yeah, mostly. I believe He's sovereign most of the time. But I will say this. He still gives man. He still gives man the last say. I know that He spoke this world into existence. And I know He upholds all things by His power. But I'm telling you, He didn't take away man's free will. Man gave up all of his freedom in the garden by one man's disobedience. Many were made sinners. Dead. As Brother Scott said, graveyard dead. It always amazes me. What can a dead man do? What can he do? Can he talk? Can he hear? Can he see? Can he will? Can he think? What can a dead man do? Nothing. Nothing. God Almighty must give him life. Appeal to one that is dead, and you're appealing to one that is dead. Jesus answered, verse 34, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Now, our Lord referred to a scripture, but you might want to turn Psalm 82:6. Now, here's what He asked them. You know, He told them. He said, I'm God. I am God. And they wanted to stone Him for that. And He asked them, 34, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Now, I want you to notice that that's a little g. Little g God. Did I not say you're gods? Psalm 82, verse 6 says this, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He asked him, he says, in your law, referring to the whole Old Testament. And he's referring to that which they claim to believe. Men will make claim. They say, I believe this Bible cover to cover. Well, a believer does. And there's some things we don't understand. But I tell you this, you'll never find a believer that'll read something and just say, I just don't believe it. Now, they'll bow to it. They'll admit their ignorance. There's a lot of things I don't know. I do not know. I know in part and preach in part. Nobody knows everything save the Lord. In your law, though, in the book that you claim to believe, is it not written, I said, you're gods? Now that word gods there means authority, or magistrates, those sent by God in places of authority as the Lord's spokesman. Exodus 7:1, the Scripture says, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. The Lord says, is it not written in your law, in the Scriptures, that I said, your gods, your spokesmen, your authorities? Verse 35 and 36, and I'm going to read something to you. If he called them gods, the Lord said, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. He said, is it not written that God Almighty said to Moses, I made you a God, a spokesman, the mouthpiece, the authority to speak in the name of God. Moses was referred to. Didn't I not say that? Is it not written in your law? Brother Henry wrote something here that I thought was so good. I'm just going to read you what he said. He said, if the psalmist, Psalm 82:6, called men gods and sons of the highest, which received a divine commission to administer justice in the name of God to the people, as Moses was to Pharaoh and as David was to Israel and her enemies, surely, according to our Lord's word, surely, it cannot be blasphemy for the Lord Jesus to assert himself to be the Son of God who existed as the divine person from all eternity. He who was set apart by the Father to the office of prophet, priest, and king, and who, in the fullness of time, was sent into the world to be the author of eternal redemption to the sons of men. He told them, he said, I and the Father am one. I'm God. I'm God. They're going to pick it up. Pick up a stone, they're going to stone him. Which of these works are you going to stone me for? We're not stoning you for works. But because you said that you're God. He said, is it not written in your law that God Almighty sent as authorities and spokesmen to administer justice, magistrates, and called you gods? Is it wrong for the one Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah, the spokesman, the Word Himself, is it wrong that I declare who I am? The Scriptures cannot be broken. The Word of God cannot be flawed. No one word can be omitted. If those that receive the honor to be called gods, little g gods, spokesmen, were respected by the people that were sent from God, how much more should God Almighty Himself, the Word Himself, the God of all grace, be received as such, to be received as such? How can He, the spokesman of God, be rebuked for declaring who He is? The one that has been proven by works and miracles and signs. God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit, proved who He was. And He said, how can you, knowing that God sent gods, little g gods, to speak to the people, to speak for God, to speak in the place of God, to administer the authority of God, how is it that you show respect to them? And you show not respect to God Himself, who is the Word Himself, God Almighty. How is that you show me not? The Scripture sets forth, verse 36, you say ye of Him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. Do you realize what you're saying? Of the one that God Almighty has sent, has sanctified, has set apart, has appointed from all authority and sent into this world to be the Savior of sinners, you're saying thou blasphemest? Because I said I am the Son of God? Verse 37, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Here again, the Lord refers to the evidence of His works. What He's saying is this: if my works don't prove my deity, then don't believe me. Dead, raised from the dead. I was thinking about when Lazarus, Lord willing, next few weeks we're going to get into the raising of Lazarus. And we know of that. We know of that incident. But I think about when the Lord Jesus Christ was approached by two of John's disciples. And John sent him. He said, go talk to him and ask him, are you the one? Are you the one we look for? Or do we look for another? And do you remember what our Lord said? Now this was before. He said, you go tell John, the dead are raised. I don't know how many He raised from the dead. I know that He raised more than Lazarus. You go tell them that the dead are raised. Men saw. Men, women that had died. Been in the ground. And Almighty God spoke in power and they came out of the grave. They saw lame people who had been lame from their mother's womb. They just came back. They had been lame from the birth. And God spoke to them. And they got up. Blind. He spit on the ground. He picked it up and He made some mud. He stuck it on his eyes and He said, you go wash in the pool of Siloam. And He went and He washed and He could see. How'd that happen? I don't know. He just told me to go wash and I can see. I can see. He said, my works prove my deity. He said, if I did nothing to justify this truth, you'd be right in not believing me. Verse 38, but if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in Him. Though you resist the evidence of my words, be convinced by what I do. Peter, back in Acts 2:22, appealed to the works of the Father. I'll read this to you. Acts 2:22. He said, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Believe the works. The Lord said that you may know that I and the Father are one. And the Father is no different than I am, I and the Father. See Him, see me. See me, see Him. Verse 39, therefore they sought again to take Him, but He escaped out of their hands. Oh, how we see the evidence of a heart that's dead. Hardened by sin. No sensitivity to God's word or work. Man by nature determined to resist God. In verse 40, he went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John had first baptized. And there he abode. It was not his time. He went back to the place where he was baptized. And according to the calculations, it was somewhere between 3 and 4 months took place between the Feast of the Dedication and the Passover. He went there and he abode for a while. And many, verse 41, resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle. But all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Here was the one that John had preached. Here was the one that John said, behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. The one that John admitted to be unworthy to even tie his shoelaces. Here was the Son of God, God Himself, in the very place where many heard John preached, and they noted that truth. That's what they said. They said, you know, John never did any miracles, but everything that John said concerning this man has been proven by his works, and many believed on him there. Head or heart, God knows. Many of these may have been some that actually heard on the day of Pentecost, and God called out of darkness. God may have saved them before the day of Pentecost, but you can bet this for sure. Almighty God is going to save His people, and He's going to save them under the preaching of the gospel. He's going to save them under the preaching of the message of free grace, sovereign grace. Lord, help us. Help us. Have mercy on us today for Christ's sake.